Local economies don't turn on a dime. When a factory town loses its factories and workers lose their jobs, it can take decades for a community to get back on its feet. That's been the reality in Berlin and Gorham, two former paper mill towns in the North Country, now trying to reinvent themselves. We pick up the second story in our series, Off-Road, with a look at how ATV tourism could provide a much-needed financial boost. Here's NHPR's Todd Bookman.
It's the little things that separate a good hotel from a great one. Like walking in and seeing a fountain in the lobby.
Not everybody has a fountain.
No, and I built that with one of my maintenance guys.
Very classy.
Yeah.
Along with fountain designer, Conrad Klefos is general manager of the Royalty Inn. It's an 88-room hotel on the main drag in Gorham. They cater to hikers and business people, and more recently, ATV tourists.
We want to be the ultimate ATV destination. So you come to the Royalty Inn, you park here, you unload here, you get your sticker here, you sleep here, and you ride to the trails from here.
On a summer weekend, you could play the license plate game in the Royalty Inn's parking lot. Massachusetts, Maine, Rhode Island, New York. ATV riders, entire families from around the Northeast are coming here, bringing their off-road vehicles and their wallets.
ATVs are what's creating the new economy in the area.
This is Diana Nelson, a city councilor in Berlin.
They're coming to the restaurants, they're coming to the hotels. They're what's bringing the tourists that we never thought we could have here.
A decade or so ago, Gorham and Berlin, as well as state economic development officials, began working on a plan. The goal was to turn this region into an ATV mecca. A huge network of trails were laid out. Local ordinances were passed allowing ATVs and what are called side-by-sides, these kind of dune buggy-looking vehicles, to ride on the public streets. A lot of people say it's starting to pay off. Paula Kinney runs the Androscoggin Valley Chamber of Commerce. She knows what this region was and what it could be.
We're no longer known as the stinky town. Hate to bring it up, but we were known as that as I grew up here because I'm from Berlin.
We should explain the stinky town comes from the smell from the paper mill.
Yes. I didn't mean it that way, but you know what I mean. We're known for our beauty now. People come up here for our river, our mountains, our trails. They can't believe how beautiful it is up here.
No more stinky town. At the center of it all is Jericho Mountain State Park, a park that was intentionally transformed into a playground for ATVs. Right outside one of the park's entrances is a shop called Dalton Mountain Motorsports. They sell Can-Am brand ATVs.
That's a nice Maverick 1000.
Lisa Nast owns the place.
So what's something like this cost?
This one's about $24,000.
New?
New.
That's a lot of money.
It is a lot of money. I agree with you. But people like it, you know, they like their outdoor activities and sometimes they like to have the newest thing out there.
Nast, and really everyone up here I spoke with, says there's a misperception that ATVs and ATV culture is lowbrow, that there isn't much money to be made. But this is an expensive hobby. It draws in plenty of well-off people. NASA's business at her two locations has tripled over the past 10 years, and backers say the money is trickling down. Robbie Bergeron runs 7th Street Graphics, a design and printing shop.
We do everything from business cards to billboards.
On paper, this business has nothing to do with ATVs. But this summer, Bergeron got an order to do all the signs and banners for one of the ATV festivals. He says it was the biggest job he's ever had. Makes paying his bills this winter a little easier.
It's the first time in 20 years we've had a full oil tank.
A full heating oil tank.
They just topped it off today and we paid them cash money. So that worked out great for us.
There's no single way to add up all the cash money flowing in. And nobody's actually studied this. But we can consider a few top line numbers. Unemployment in Coos County is at 3.1%. That is low, but it is still the highest in the state. Another way to gauge tourism is the rooms and meals tax. It's calculated based on hotel and restaurant receipts. In Coos, rooms and meal receipts are up 20% since 2010. It's worth noting that out of New Hampshire's 10 counties, that's actually the 9th slowest growth rate over that period. But you gotta remember, this is a community that is used to seeing only bad economic news. With ATV tourism, Coos is feeling optimistic.
An area that wouldn't otherwise be able to distinguish itself can call itself now, you know, the ATV capital of New Hampshire or whatever it is.
This is Michael Endolo of Camoin Associates, a New York-based consultant group that studied ATV tourism efforts in other parts of the country.
That gives them some name recognition and that gives them a place on the map, so to speak.
And Olo says while you can estimate the impact of ATV tourism, it's a lot harder to know what type of business you may be pushing away. Tourists who may not want to see or hear motorized vehicles. Consider Christopher Crooker.
Hello, how are you today?
For 30 years, he's run Crooker Cycle Sports, a bicycle shop in Berlin. He's also in the recreation game, but he feels like everyone is rooting for his competitors.
You feel like bicyclists are being left behind?
I do think they are, yes. I think there's a lot more resources can go towards not just cyclists, but any hiking, nice places to walk, nice park, recreation, sightseeing areas, things of that nature.
Officials are hoping that ATV tourists are just the start, that the economy will reshape itself to serve all manner of visitors. At the Royalty Inn, Conrad Clefo says so far, he hasn't seen any downsides to the ATV push.
So no negatives? You don't see any negatives?
The big ATV festival weekends are crowded. There's your negative. But it's short. It's 2 or 3 days, and they're gone. And they've left a lot of money in town. So I don't find too many negatives, no.
Things are looking so good, Clefos plans to raise his hotel rates next summer. For NHPR News, I'm Todd Bookman.